from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. 20 million people are under flood watches in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. More than 6 inches of rain fell in the last 48 hours in eastern Texas. And ABC Samara Theodore in Harris County says more rain is expected today.
As many as 5 more inches of rain expected after days of heavy rainfall, leaving some neighborhoods underwater. Cars submerged, homes destroyed, families separated. This woman calling for help to find her brother.
If I would have known that it could get this bad, I would never move down here.
Nearly 200 rescues in Harris County alone by Saturday afternoon.
The main campus of the University of Southern California is closed as police cleared a protest encampment, one of the many that have popped up on college campuses across the country with anger over the Israel-Hamas war.
Some colleges, including the Art Institute of Chicago, calling in law enforcement to regain control. The scene after pro-Palestinian demonstrators tried to set up an encampment. Protesters barricaded and locked the gates to fortify their position, facing off with Chicago police for hours. At least 68 demonstrators arrested.
It's ABC's Morgan Norwood. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas could be fading as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's not going to agree to a deal requiring a permanent ceasefire. A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows how the war and protests could be affecting the race for the White House. ABC political director Rick Klein says,
"We are seeing in this poll more trust for Donald Trump on the issue of Israel-Hamas and also on handling crime more broadly, as we've seen some of these protests move into the realm of potentially criminal. Bottom line here is that Democrats are more divided on this issue than Republicans, and that does appear to be a drag to some degree on President Biden's political support."
Interstate 95's opened in both directions in Connecticut. It was closed after a tanker fire Thursday. You're listening to ABC News. Nightclub gunfire in Southern California late Saturday left several people hurt, some of them critically. ABC's Tim Caputo has the latest from the scene in Long Beach.
This started at 11:15 last night. A call came into Long Beach police that there was a shooting on East South Street. 7 people were shot, rushed to the hospital. As I mentioned, 4 in critical condition, 3 non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, shooter or shooters in this case, left the scene, and when police arrived, they were not here.
Boeing is set to launch its first crewed spacecraft tomorrow. It could be a bright spot for the manufacturer that's been in the news because of manufacturing and safety problems. ABC's Chuck Severton says there's also a new headache.
Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements. Negotiations with the firefighters union failed to get a deal on wages. About 125 firefighters are involved. Boeing says it paid its firefighters $91,000 on average last year. The International Association of Firefighters says they're paid far less than crews at local fire departments in the Seattle area. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Authorities in Wisconsin released some details about the student who was fatally shot Wednesday by police outside of a middle school 25 miles east of Madison. Police say the student had pointed a pellet gun at officers and refused to drop the weapon. Nobody else was hurt. It's still under investigation. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.